The gospel we have just read, in which St. John gives testimony to who Jesus is and what he came into the world to do, I think, as a perfect closing for our retreat. John told the people, "This is the Lamb of God." That's the title. "Who takes away the sins of the world." That's his purpose. The symbolism of Christ as the Lamb of God, we know, identifies the deepest mystery of our faith, that God became like a humble, obedient, submissive, uncomplaining lamb who allowed himself to be slain in order to redeem the world. Whatever else we know about the Incarnation, the foundation stone of God's purpose in becoming man was to assume a human free will with which, in a human body and soul, he might allow that body and soul to be separated in death and literally pour out his blood. That's why he became a mortal man. But the key is, a mortal man indeed, but with a human free will, so that he might choose to use his freedom in order that by his willing surrender of his life to the Father, he might redeem mankind. What then is the first lesson? The first lesson is that if we're going to imitate the Savior, and remember, he is a Savior or not, his sins, not only the sins of others, but how clear we've got to be about this to save my sins. They call that theologically the objective redemption. We are edified and we're grateful that God assumed a human nature which enabled him to die by shedding his blood and having a free will with which he voluntarily shed his blood. However, the lesson for us is, we are human beings. We didn't choose to become human, needless to say. But if we are to be redeemed, what we call the subjective redemption, if we're going to be redeemed, we too, this is it. There's only one, only one, only one, only one lesson that we need to learn from what Christ did for us, and that is to suffer willingly. That's all, comma. Again, I repeat, that's all there is to life here on earth. To endure the cross willingly. That's what makes a Christian. Everyone else is a pagan, even though sadly the person may bear a Christian name. Second lesson. John identified Jesus as the Lamb of God indeed, but who takes away the sins of the world. We've been talking for 8 days about divine grace, which we know is the divine favor, is the divine love shown in our favor. But the purpose of divine grace, you might say, is to make us holy. That's true. To sanctify us. That's true. To enable us to reach heaven. That's true. But what's the condition? And here, if there is one person in chapel or 10,000 in a crowded basilica, I'd say the same thing and always include myself. Grace is only as effective in our souls. In fact, it verifies the name, grace, only in the measure in which we allow that grace by cooperating with the grace that God gives us to remove, to lessen the sins in our lives. Everything that I am saying is so much chatter. Meaningless words. As the slang goes, so much hot air. Unless, with the grace of God, we first of all recognize, and that's the hard one, you're all naturally, congenitally, spontaneously proud. And by God's grace, He recognized our sinfulness in the past and sadly also in the present, and that we strive, no matter what the place may be, to become, with His grace of God, less sinless, in order that we might become more holy. Lord Jesus, You are indeed the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Give us the grace, dear Jesus, like You, to also be lambs to a humble, simple, and willing, ready to die. and doing your will. And give us, dear Savior, the wisdom to know who we are, that another name for each one of us is sinner, that by the help of your grace, we might do everything not in our power, but in the power that you give us, to overcome our sinfulness and thus grow in your holiness, so that he might join you who died on the cross for us, and dying on our cross for you here on earth, and enjoy that everlasting eternity for which we remain. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.